right. So I'm John Latouche, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time and leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 2nd of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 338 BC, a Macedonian army led by Philip II, not Phil the Greek, but Phil the Macedonian, defeated the combined forces of Athens and Thebes in the Battle of Chaeronea. Philip had previously brought peace to war-torn Greece in 346 BC, and thanks to his powerful army and plentiful resources, he was considered de facto leader of Greece, which Athens and Thebes resented. After several months of stalemate, the battle was one of the most decisive of the ancient world, making continued resistance impossible, although Phil was assassinated shortly thereafter, and responsibility for continuing the state of affairs fell to his son, Alex, aka Alexander the Great. In 216 BC, during the Second Punic War, the Carthaginian army led by Hannibal defeated a numerically superior Roman army at the Battle of Cannae. Regarded as one of the greatest tactical feats in military history and one of the worst defeats in Roman history, the loss of life on the Roman side was one of the most lethal single day's fighting in history. Edward I of England returned from the Ninth Crusade on August 2nd in 1274 and was crowned king 17 days later. 1343, after the execution of her husband, famed female pirate Jeanine de Clisson sold her estates and raised a force of men with which to attack French ships and ports in an act of badass revenge. During Henry Hudson's search for the Northwest Passage, on August 2nd in 1610, he sailed into what is now known as Hudson Bay. The signing of the United States Declaration of Independence took place on today's date in 1776. 1851, gold was first discovered in Ballarat, Victoria, leading to the Victorian Gold Rush. Tower Subway, the world's first underground tube railway, opened in London, England on today's date in 1870. And similarly, in 1873, the Clay Street Hill Railroad began operating the first cable car in San Francisco's famous cable car system. I just got back from there actually a couple of weeks ago. It was absolutely lovely. The German occupation of Luxembourg during World War I began on today's date in 1914. 1934, Adolf Hitler became Führer of Germany following the death of President Paul von Hindenburg. Bad move there, Germany. August 2nd, the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 was passed in America, the effect of which was rendering marijuana and all of its byproducts illegal. Bad move, America, but you know, obviously not as bad as Germany. I've been to the States, as I mentioned just before, and trust me, they are making up for lost time now that it is legal. The Australian cricket team, captained by Alan Border, won the Ashes in England on today's date in 1989 for the first time since 1934. 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait, leading to the Gulf War. Stuart Diver, a ski instructor, was rescued as the sole survivor of the Thredbo landslide on August 2nd in 1997. And last year, today's date in 2018, Apple became the first US company ever to be valued at over $1 trillion. Up against your windmill, through the thick and thin, he will wait until some famous birthdays for us as well. Edith Cowan, the first Australian woman ever elected to Parliament, born 1861. Peter O'Toole was born 1932. Director Wes Craven, 1939. The lovely Mary Louise Parker is 55 this morning. Former Treasurer Joe Honkey, 54. Swimmer Susie O'Neill, Madam Butterfly, is 46. And Sam Worthington is 43 this morning. And some famous musos for us as well. Hank Cochran, born 1935. Drummer Jim Cabaldi, 1944. Butch Vig of Garbage is 64 this morning. Lee Mavers of The Lars, 57. Kevin Bard, Tudel Cinema Club, 30. And Charlie XCX is 27. But going out on this one this morning. Going out to Pete DeFritas of Echo and the Bunnymen, born 1961. Played on the band's first five albums, but tragically died in a motorcycle accident, going from Liverpool to Leeds in 1989 at the age of only 27. Member of the 27 Club, going out on one of Echo and the Bunnymen's greatest hits, The Killing Moon, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.